I want you to be having a think. We're talking this morning about Jesus' baptism. And so we're talking about commitment and oaths and promises. So I've got a few things behind here, and I need you to be looking and watching, and I want you to think if you can tell me what kind of promise or what kind of oath it is. And Stephen's going to help me on his way back. He'll be super quick and super fit this morning, Stephen. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm on here as well. So,
right.
Are you going first? I can go first if you want.
Well, I think we need to both go together, actually.
Okay. Which one? I can't see it without my glasses. Well, it's not that one, I don't think, Stephen. Is it that one? Oh,
no, it's that one. It's that one. And we're not making a rude sign.
No.
Wedding rings.
Well, who can tell us what's that about? What's the oath? What's the vow? What? To promise? Promise to love somebody. How nice, yeah?
I give you this ring as a sign of our marriage. With my body, I honor you. All that I am, I give to you. And all that I have, I share with you. Within the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Haven't said that very often, have I?
Shall we do the next one
while
we're
here? I think so.
Okay. I can't read your writing, to be fair, Steve.
I think you need that one.
Okay.
That one. You do that one.
I'll do this one.
I'll have a sprout.
What? Scouts! What is the scout? What do you do? What are you promising? Show me. Does anybody know the sign, Hector? Oh, go on. That's the one, isn't it? Oh, we've got some scouty people in, haven't we? Stand up if you're involved in scouts and guides. Oh, look, we've got big people over there.
Yeah.
This promise.
So what's the promise then?
I know, because I looked it up. I had to do a bit of research.
Looked it up?
What are you promising?
I can still remember it from when I was 7.
Oh, I don't know that bit. I was very young. What
we
promising?
We had to learn it. These modern... No, you're older than I am, aren't you?
I'm older than you. What you I know I don't look it. What are you promising? Go on, Mel.
Hang on.
She's on it.
Mel's got it.
Brown.
Hang on.
To serve the Queen.
And love other people.
And... Oh, well done, Mel. Yeah.
You didn't hear that. I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people and to keep the Cub Scout law, because I was in the Cubs, not the Brownies.
Well done. Were you not? Want to be a Brownie?
You weren't allowed to be in the Brownies in my day.
Hang on. It's changed.
It's all changed.
Oh, okay.
My promise hasn't changed. Right, next one.
Oh.
Go on then. Any guesses? I know one of you at least has a commitment in this area.
Football. It is football. Oh, you've gone quiet.
Put your hands up if you support Leeds. Boom. Yeah, you see. There's always one. Who supports a football team? What team do you support? Doncaster Rovers, my man. Well done. I saw a photograph of the 1985 Donny Rovers team on Facebook the other day with Billy Bremner in charge. That was a good team. Shame they couldn't score goals.
There's the supporter for Doncaster Rovers.
Yep.
That's the one there.
Shankly. Oh, Liverpool, Bill Shankly. Football's not a matter of life and death. It's more important than that. You could say that about a few other things in this world as well. Football. Commitment to a football team. Who knows a complete football fanatic? Put your hands up. You know someone who's a complete football fanatic. Yeah. The sort of person that will change their holiday plans. I was going to say, you know, my wife organised my wedding day for the same day as the cup final. I hope she has a lovely time. Football. People make a real commitment. people buy a season ticket. They promise to go to every game. Not even the ones that... I mean, I remember when I was a season ticket holder at Donny Rovers and they played Millwall. I made sure I had my running shoes on that day. Right. Football is a commitment.
Oh, do you want to do the next one?
Am I doing the next one?
You can.
No, you do that one.
Oh, shall I?
You do that one.
Okay. I don't need my glasses. A vicar. And what's this? Dog collar.
Yeah, it looks good over there. Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dog collar, Stephen's
better
dog collar.
Again.
What are we committed to? What do you make a vow when you're a vicar?
Yes.
You
I
do?
You make three.
Three vows.
You swear canonical obedience to the Lord Bishop of Sheffield, his heirs and successors in all things lawful and honest. In other words, I have to obey my bishop if he's honest about what he's doing and he's abiding by church law. So I promise to do that. I bear true and faithful allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and her heirs and successors according to law, because the Church of England is an established church since Henry VIII. I am. And the third one I make is called the Declaration of Assent. And that's made by every vicar, every minister, when they start a new ministry. And it goes something like, if I can remember it properly, I, Stephen John Gardner, Master of Engineering, Clerk in Holy Orders, do affirm the faith as set forth in the as revealed in the Scriptures, set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church bear witness, and in public worship and administration of the sacraments, I will only use those forms of service which are authorized or allowed by canon.
Wow.
And I made that promise, wow. Stood about here, about 13 and a half years ago. Now I have to say, the or allowed bit provides a reasonable degree of flexibility.
Okay. Next one.
Next one.
Oh. Oh. People like to stand. What's this about? Who can tell me what this is? Children, do you know? What is it? Well, it's the American flag. And what do you do? What do they have to do? Do you know? Do they have to what? Pledge allegiance to the flag. Yes, Joshua, is that what you were going to say? Pledge allegiance to what?
They pledge allegiance to a flag that was probably made in China.
Well, yes. Pledge allegiance. So they have to say an oath, pledge allegiance, saying that they will be true and loyal to the country
yes.
of America.
And I believe that quite a lot of schools, they do that every morning in school in America,
wow.
which is really interesting.
Okay.
Right. Which one's next? Ah. Uh-huh.
I like that. Next one. Any clues, people? Oh!
Go on.
Yes.
Swearing an oath in court.
Oh.
I solemnly swear that I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. It's a really interesting promise for Christians to make. Back in the day, when Jackie and I met, we met at a place called Lee Abbey, which is a Christian community in North Devon. And the people who are members of the community make a pledge. They make promises as part of that community that are very similar to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth promises. And their promise is that I promise that I will not say anything behind somebody's back that I would not say to their face if love and wisdom required it. That's the promise that most people that join the Lee Abbey community have the biggest problem with. And it's one of the reasons why Jackie and I were only ever visitors. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I think I'll put that one down, actually.
This is one of my favourites. This is something... Oh, I like this. He's a massive one, though.
He is.
He's a bit big. He's not much hiding in it, is he, really? Oh, it's a bunny in a hat.
Peter Rabbit, oh. Gently boy.
So who can tell me what this pledge oath is? This is something that I love. The magic circle.
Oh, well done.
The oath of magicians. What's that about? I know, because I did a bit of research, and I'm a bit wise about this. Do you know what the oath's about? What? Yes?
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. It's when you know magic, you're pledging, it's like an unsaid code that you do not give the secrets away. Because years and years ago, they didn't have the internet. And so I've researched this one. So, because I found out about it. So magicians used to hand their secrets, their magic, down through the generations. So you only told your family or your child, and then they carried it on. And it took years and years of practicing to get that magic super good. So the unsaid code was that you do not tell people. But as you all know, on TV now, they do show you how they're done, which is not very good. But yeah, the code of magicians.
Next one. Bacon and eggs. No?
Breakfast. Oh, yes, breakfast. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, breakfast. When it comes to breakfast, particularly a full English breakfast, the chicken makes a contribution. The pig is committed.
Groan. Oh, Stephen.
There you are, miss.
Thank you. Oh, this one, children. Now, children will get this one, I'm hoping. What's this about, Lily? School books, yeah. What's this about, yes, Thomas? What? School books. Oh, poor Thomas, I saw him go into a decline over there. School books that we write in, yes, they are. What's this about, an oath about an agreement, though? Do you know anything about an agreement? I know, Olivia, sat there. Yes, stand up and shout. Oh! Say it.
Use the microphone so everyone can hear.
You have to do a writing agreement thing to make sure that you don't do anything wrong in your book.
Yeah. How exciting is that?
Homeschool agreements.
Hasn't school. Give him a clap. He will know it. James knows it so well because we obviously go to the same school, me and James, that he'll have had this from reception class, and he has an agreement in the front of his book there that he has to sign. How exciting is that, children? And this is what you have to do, serious, in your numeracy, in your literacy book, and you have a homework agreement that you have to sign, and mummy and daddy have to sign, and the school sign to say we're all doing the same thing. And this agreement says things like, I will use every page in the book. I will miss a line for a new paragraph. So this is to make sure that you stick. Do not tear it up, Stephen.
Just going to stick that in the photocopier.
Okay.
And the last one.
Pinky, who said it?
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise. What's that
Who's
about?
Ever made a pinky promise? Who's ever kept a pinky? No, we'll not go there. Promises and commitments, they're everywhere in our world. Sometimes they're helpful, and sometimes they feel like a great big weight on our back.
Okay. I was going to ask you something, Stephen. As part of a church, I thought we're a bit like a club. I was thinking this myself. We're part of a club, a bit of a church. What's our pledge? What's our oath? What's our agreement to be part of this club?
Does anyone know? Joel, can you put up the next slide? But put up slide, I think it's slide number 4, please.
I don't think it's that one.
It's not that one. I'll just sidle this way.
Does anybody know? what our agreement is, what our baptism vows mean.
Yes.
Well done. When we do our baptism and then later confirmation. Ah, there we go, Stephen.
Yeah, so baptism, when you baptise, water. But also, and this is an opportunity that's coming up for anyone that hasn't been confirmed, in May, I think it is, there's a deanery confirmation at Sproutborough. The bishop will be coming, and candidates from all over the deanery will be stepping forward. And basically, it's about taking your baptism promises that you made when you were baptised and making them for yourself as an adult, as an older teenager, and saying, this is what I believe in, this is what I stand for. And it's exactly the same promises that you make at baptism as you make at confirmation in front of the bishop to confirm your faith, to say, you know, this is it. This is what I signed up for, or this is what my parents signed me up for when I was a baby, and this is what I'm going to live my life to do. Do you turn away from sin? Do you reject evil? Do you turn to Jesus as Savior? Do you trust in Him as Lord? That's our promise. That's our oath as Christians, to turn to Jesus as our Savior, to trust in Him as Lord, to turn away from sin, and to reject evil.
Okay, thank you. Well done. You did quite well with that, I'll say. Children, you did good. Amber, would you like to come and bring our reading?